Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Have you seen any good movies?
Ooh, I don't think I have lately. Hi friends, I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us today. Today's topic is entertainment.
And the title of our lesson is A Film Festival. A Film Festival. So, Pauline, have you been to a film festival before?
I have. When I lived in Costa Rica, they had a film festival in our town every year. It was a lot of fun. I watched movies I would never have seen otherwise.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I enjoy film festivals a lot. It's a good chance to see what kind of films are out there. Well, I think we will all enjoy today, so let's get started. Here's our Read It with Pauline.
There is a film festival in the city this weekend. People can see the films in theaters. All the films are new or recent. Taylor is excited about the festival. Some films are in another language. Some films are funny. Others are serious. People can vote for the best film. It wins a prize.
So we are talking about film festivals, but there are other kinds of festivals too, like music festivals. Those are fun as well. Have you gone to one of those?
Oh, I can't remember. Maybe I went to a film festival when I was young, but it's been a long time.
Okay.
What about you?
Yes, I've been to music festivals as well. I enjoy those. Everyone comes out for them, so it's a fun community event.
That's great. If you like music, I think that would be a good thing to go to. All right, friends, now it's time to go to Christina for our keywords.
Hello, 这个周末有电影节 ,Film Festival. There is a film festival this weekend. 名词 film 就是电影或影片。电影节会播出很多好电影。Susie 说 ,I can see films in the theaters. 名词 theater 就是电影院或戏院。这些电影中有些是外语片。Some films are in another language. 有些电影是另一种语言发音的。Another 就是另一种的，另一个的。有些电影是滑稽搞笑的，有些则是比较严肃。Some films are funny. 形容词 funny 就是滑稽好笑的。这个电影节同时也举办电影竞赛，获胜的作品可以得奖哦。The best film wins a prize. 不论是奖品、奖金或奖赏，都可以用 prize。
Susie, do you like film festivals?
Sure, Rob. I watch a lot of movies. They're great.
Are you going to our city's film festival?
Of course. I can see films in the theaters, and all the films are new or recent.
Yes. Some films are in another language.
I know. I like foreign films.
All right, let's start talking about film festivals.
Okay, Peter, do you like film festivals?
Okay, I already answered this, and yes, I like to go with friends. Usually in my city, there is one in the summer. Because it's warm outside, everyone has time to hang out and be with each other.
That's a really good point. Although sometimes they're nice in the winter because there's not a lot of other things to do. Oh, I did want to ask, what is the difference between a movie and a film, Peter?
Well, actually, when we're talking about movies and films, they basically mean the same thing. You can use either. But when I think of the word film, I think it is a more artistic film. It's meant to be more serious. And movies are more of those fun superhero and funny films.
Well, we also have talked a lot about festivals before on this show, right?
Yes, we have. Lots and lots of festivals. These are events that everyone can come to. We can all look forward to seeing each other there.
Yes, I think there is a festival for everyone. If you like to eat, there are food festivals. If you like to watch and listen to bands, There are music festivals. And if you like films, you can go to a film festival. Susie and Rob both like movies, so they are excited to go to the festival.
Susie says that she watches a lot of movies. Do a lot of something. This is a good sentence to practice. I have a good one. I eat a lot of pizza.
I read a lot of books. Friends, can you make a sentence like this? Try saying it to a friend.
So we learned that there is a film festival in the city. But what about movies at the movie theater? Isn't that how most people watch movies?
Yes, that's true. But film festivals have special movies. Did you know that many films are not shown in theaters?
Oh, okay. So this is a good place to see less popular movies. But they might be just as good.
Or even better.
Or in a different language.
Oh, that's right. We would call these films foreign films, meaning that they are from other countries, foreign countries, and they speak foreign languages.
That's right. These movies are in another language. Let's go to another teacher to explain a little bit more about this. Oh, and don't worry, she'll be speaking another language too.
电影节中播出的电影有些是外语的. Some films are in another language. 这里讲到外语电影是用 in another language, 用别种语言来表达。 有没有注意到讲以什么语言表达, 要用介系词 in。 所以很多电影上映的时候同时会有中文版, 也有英文版。 如果你想选英语发音的, 就可以说 I'll watch the one in English. 还有比如一家韩式餐厅, 它的菜单有韩文、中文和英文, 我们就可以说 Their menu is in three languages. 所以讲到使用哪一种语言, 就要用介系词 in.
Thanks, Christina. So we can't really see these kinds of movies in theaters. Sometimes we can if they are famous.
And there are also special theaters that you can go to that play this kind of movie more often.
What do you like about watching movies at the movie theater, Peter?
Well, it's fun to see it in a crowd. When everyone laughs, we laugh together. It's fun to get popcorn and go with your friends.
That's a good point. You can see the most recent films there, too. Recent is a good word. It's like new, but it means a little bit older than new, just not very long ago.
Well, friends, we've learned a lot, and I think it's time for a short break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, where do you usually watch films? Do you watch them at home or other places?
Well, especially these special films like foreign films, they're fun to watch at home. I might have a few friends over, we'll make dinner and watch the film together. I enjoy that a lot. It's relaxing.
Oh, that's a great idea for a party with friends. I'll have to remember to do that sometime. Well, friends, we are learning a lot today. Let's go back and join our friends at the office to hear what they're talking about now.
The city's film festival is this weekend.
I know. Where are some of the films from?
One film is from Germany. Another film is from Vietnam.
But most of the films are American.
Yes. Some are funny. Some are serious.
Is the festival a contest?
Yes. And the best film wins a prize.
Wow, this sounds like quite the international film festival.
Yes, it does. International is a good word to know. That means it is more than one country. National is talking about your own country. International is talking about all those other countries.
We learned that many people go to film festivals to watch foreign films. Foreign and international mean the same thing.
Okay, so let's talk more about the city's film festival this weekend. Where are some of the films from?
Oh, good question. But let's first hear from Rebecca for today's grammar point.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. Well, if you want to ask someone where they are from, you can use this grammar point. For example, where are you from? Or you could replace the you with a name. For example, where is Sean from? Great job! Now you're ready to use it!
Thanks. This is a good question to practice where things are from. Where are some foods from? Where is your pet dog from? Try a few examples at home.
So we learned that one film in the festival is from Germany. Germany is in Europe.
Pauline, have you been to Germany?
No, I want to. My husband lived in Germany and he speaks German, so I hope I will go someday.
You will have to go. Well, another film is from Vietnam. Vietnam is in Southeast Asia. I have not been there, but I would like to go there sometime.
So there are a few films that are foreign, but most of the films are American. Let's go to Christina to learn more.
虽然有外语片, 但是大部分都是美语的, but most of the films are American. 所以我们讲大部分的时候就用片语 most of something. 比如说, most of my students are under 20. 大部分的学生都在20岁以下。 请你留意 of后面的名词, 如果是可数名词一定要用复数。 我们来看一句不可数名词的, most of his money is in the bank. 他大部分的钱都放在银行里。 看到了吗? Money, 不可数, 所以不必加s变复数, 而且动词也变成is. Most of his money is in the bank.
Thanks, Christina. So when movies like these are not in normal theaters and are not very big, then we call them art films, or we can call them independent films.
They are independent films because they did not get money from big companies to make the film.
So what kind of films will be there? What will they be like?
Well, there will be lots of different kinds. Some are serious, they are really good stories, but maybe not what you want to watch if you're not in a good mood.
Yes, if I'm sad, I don't want to see a serious movie. What about something more fun?
Well, thankfully, some are funny. Watch one of those.
Some are funny, just like today's calendar phrase.
Some are funny.
Some are funny. 有些还蛮好笑的。
Do you like my jokes?
Well, some are funny.
Do you like my stories?
Well, some are funny.
Do you like my silly songs?
Well, some are funny.
So, which do you like most?
The funny ones.
Some are funny.
Some are funny.
有些还蛮好笑的。
That was a funny calendar phrase. So, this film festival is also a contest. What is a contest, Peter?
Well, In a contest, everyone wants to win the first prize. This means they are competing or playing against each other.
That's right. The winner wins a prize. What is a prize?
Well, when you get first place, you get a prize. If I am running in a race and I get first place, they will give me a medal. That is my prize. But in a film festival, they have different prizes.
Can they get money as a prize?
Yes, they do. Remember, these films are independent films. They don't make a lot of money. So that's why they come to these contests, to help pay for making the film.
Oh, that's great. So if you go to a film festival, you help them keep making films, right?
Exactly. So friends, go out there and watch some films. But first, let's review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Film. Film. Can you watch this film with me?
Theater. Theater. Let's go to the theater and see a movie.
Another. Another. I want another cup of coffee.
Funny. Funny. I laugh at funny stories.
Prize. Prize. Rita can win a prize in the contest. Okay, friends, those are some great keywords. Keep on practicing them. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Susie, do you like film festivals?
Sure, Rob. I watch a lot of movies. They're great.
Are you going to our city's film festival?
Of course. I can see films in the theaters, and all the films are new or recent.
Yes. Some films are in another language.
I know. I like foreign films.
The city's film festival is this weekend.
I know. Where are some of the films from?
One film is from Germany. Another film is from Vietnam.
But most of the films are American.
Yes. Some are funny. Some are serious.
Is the festival a contest?
Yes. And the best film wins a prize.
Okay, everyone, we're on the red carpet today. Let's learn more about some fun film festivals.
There are about 3,000 film festivals every year, but there are 5 big ones.
Yes. One festival is called the Cannes Film Festival. This one, you must have an invitation to go. Very rich and famous people go to this one.
Another one is called the Sundance Film Festival. It is one of the largest independent film festivals in the United States.
It started out very small, but now it is one of the most respected film festivals. If your movie does well here, then it will become very famous.
Canada also has a film festival. It is called the Toronto Film Festival. About 400,000 people go to this one every year.
Wow, that's a very big one. Are there other festivals? I know Europe makes a lot of films.
Oh, right. There is the Berlin International Film Festival. It is the largest festival in the whole world.
Hong Kong also has one, too. Wow, there are so many out there, which is good to support these films. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see another chit-chat, our jungle chit-chat.
Hey, James, let's do something fun.
Something fun? What do you have in mind?
Let's watch some movies. I like movies.
I like movies, too. Let's rent some DVDs.
No, let's go to the theater. There's a film festival all week.
Great. We can watch films in another language.
Like monkey!
No, probably not.
Oh, well, we can watch funny films.
And serious ones.
Yeah, let's watch funny films.
No, let's watch a serious film.
No, let's watch a funny one.
Serious.
Funny. I know, let's watch both.
Good idea.
Okay, friends, it's a Monday. You know what that means. It's time to answer some questions. Here's our first question. Where can Susie see films? Where can Susie see films?
The answer is in conversation A. She can see films in theaters. Here's question number two. What kind of films do you like? What kind of films do you like? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What kind of films do I like? I really enjoy a good thriller. A thriller is a movie where you don't know what's going to happen at the end, but it really makes you think. And so I really enjoy watching the films that keep you watching and paying attention, where, yeah, you don't know what's going to happen, but you can't wait until the end. So, yeah, I really like a good thriller.
What kind of films do I like? Ooh, I like lots of different movies. I like animated films. Those are usually kid movies, but I like them too. I also like superhero movies, and I like sci-fi movies. Oh, but I don't like horror movies. Those are too scary. Those aren't fun. But what do you like to watch?
What kind of films do I like? I like films that are based on true stories. I like to hear about other people's lives. It's very interesting to see someone's life on screen. It's not very often that people can have their whole stories told through a movie. So, I like true story films.
What kind of films do I like? I like old films. Because they're free! You can see them on TV. But I think my favorite movie is King Kong. I love that movie because it's about my great-great uncle, Mr. King Kong. He was so big and he's my hero. I love you, Uncle King Kong.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We always enjoy learning with you, and we hope you'll come back tomorrow for another day of
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.